is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of May, 2011. The birthday of Alan Bennett, the playwright, Leeds, England, 1934. His career began when he was at Oxford. He became a member of a review called Beyond the Fringe. Been writing plays ever since, many for television, including his series of monologues for the BBC Talking Heads and his screenplay The History Boys. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Simic, born Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938. The family survived the bombing of Belgrade during World War II, fled Eastern Europe, wound up in Oak Park, Illinois, the same high school that Ernest Hemingway had gone to, which was one of the things that inspired Simic to become a writer. It's the birthday of J.M. Barry, James Matthew Barry, born in Kirriemuir, Scotland, 1860, a shy boy, black hair, pale. Once he went to a dinner party with the poet A.E. Housman, whom he'd wanted to meet for a long time, but he was so shy he couldn't talk to him. He wrote him a letter of apology afterward and was so nervous that he misspelled Housman's name. J.M. Barrie's masterpiece was Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, 1904. J.M. Barrie donated all of the royalties from Peter Pan to the famous children's hospital, the Great Ormond Street Hospital. And for years, the hospital got royalties not just from sales of the book, but from plays and TV shows and movies. And it was on this day in 1941 the German submarine U-110 was captured by British destroyers. The submarine had attacked an Allied convoy in the North Atlantic just south of Iceland. The British destroyer dropped depth charges. The submarine surfaced. The crew came up on deck. They were captured. And the submarine did not sink, and so the Allies boarded the ship, where they found a secret cipher machine, which they called the Enigma machine. They took it on board, let the submarine sink. The Germans did not realize that anyone had boarded the submarine. They thought the cipher machine was safe. Instead, it was taken to Bletchley Park, an estate in Buckinghamshire, England, where a team of thousands of codebreakers worked to decipher coded German messages. And with the help of the Enigma, they managed to break the German naval code, a turning point in the Battle of the Atlantic and in the war itself. Here's a poem for today by Fleur Adcock, Accidental. We awakened facing each other across the white counterpane. I prefer to be alone in the mornings. The waiter offered us melon, papaya, orange juice, or fresh raspberries. We did not discuss it. All those years of looking but not touching, at most a kiss in a taxi, and now this accident, this blind, unstoppable robot walk into a conspiracy of our bodies. Had we ruined the whole thing? The waiter waited. It was his business to appear composed. Perhaps we should make it ours also. We moved an inch or two closer together. Our toes touched. We looked. We had decided papaya then, and coffee and rolls, of course. Accidental, a poem by Fleur Adcock, from her collection Poems 1960 to 2000, published by Blood Axe Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.